1, 2, 3, 4.
Big Val's here tonight. Real talk dynamite. Thanks for listening. It's good to be together. Stupid Hearts Club forever. Let's look inside our minds. We might find
that kind of worked. Hello, how are we all? If I was professional, I'd do the talking bits without reverb, but I'm not! I'm semi-professional. Talking of that, if anybody wants to contribute or donate to the evening, there is a hat of commerce on the front table. And even if you only put a penny in, you're welcome to take a Stupid Hearts Club postcard that was drawn for me by the very person that bore the name Stupid Hearts Club, because it's one of my failed relationships! Yay! Stupid Hearts Club is basically all about believing in love against the odds, because it usually doesn't work. but just being a romantic fool, and believing in being silly, and believing in never letting ups and downs in our romantic lives put us off being open to love. Anyone with me? So anyway, basically I went out with this girl, fell in love with a girl, she lived in America. Did she say? I mean, that, if someone would have said that at the beginning. Anyway, so we tried to have a relationship over a very long distance, and it was basically like the film Her. only with a worse ending? No, it was all good, but we jokingly started referring to our relationship as Stupid Hearts Club, because it was like, what the fuck are we doing? We're doomed. And then after about a year and a half of just like being in a state of limerence, I was like, I think that our relationship might be a band name. At least that. And now it is. And now it's a podcast. It's a music. And it's a piece of card. And it's a evening. Lovely. So, big plans. I feel like I'm in a cave on my own.
You kind of are.
When I decided to put this night on, because I came down here and watched just like the open mic night every Tuesday, gorgeous, because you'll get people who are really good, people who are like, you know, mental, and people who are even worse than that. But like, it's just so supportive and lovely, and it's a lovely room. This is my bedroom, actually, just so laughing at his own jokes. But yeah, I came down, had a lovely night, and thought, it's the perfect size to try out having my own little evening without, you can see I've not done very much promoting, I don't know how you do that, but I already want to do it again! So you're basically at the pilot of this evening, and what we've got in store, basically, because Stupid Hearts Club is all about love, a lot of it is about love songs, really, and about exploring each other's bodies, no. Exploring themes of love, and heartache, and, you know, just like, fuck it, let's just all always be open-hearted. And so there's me, hello. and then I've got a pal with me, what's your name? No. Peter McGar, Mr. Peter McGar, who I've known for 19 years, I reckon. And as soon as we were working together, and I mentioned I did a bit of music when I had brown hair and an electric guitar, he was like, yeah, I did a bit of music myself, mate. And he played me some songs, and I was like, you fucking idiot, this is brilliant. And he's not really played that much in front of people, have you, Peter?
No.
No. But tonight, we've got together a little mini set of about five songs together. So I'm really, really super fucking amazed that we're doing this together because I've wanted to do it with him for ages. Not do it, you know what I mean? Hey, look, it's an open time. Peter, step up to your stool, please, sir, because we're on next. And then after that, we've got a wonderful songwriter and performer called Delphine, who's with us over there in the corner. Big round of applause for Delphine. I love that we didn't miss that Pete.
Yeah! Let's clap the
Then there will be a short interlude where we can all be excited and you can tell me what's wrong with the sound. And then we're going to come back and there's going to be an interesting extra bonus little... we're going to explore some love and poetry briefly in a way that will make you laugh and won't be cringy. And then we're very lucky to have an amazing singer-songwriter and all-round excellent person in Frankie LG. Then I'm basically going to sit here singing songs until you guys realise that this has gone on far too long. It's going to get a bit cheesy at the end. Like, I shamelessly, I've been going out getting paid to do stuff in like pubs and restaurants. It's like, I do my own music, but it's like, fuck it, I'm just going to go out and get paid 150 quid to sing covers. So I've got a big songbook, and towards the end, it will get a bit cheesy and a bit karaoke, but we can all join in and have a bit of fun. You up for that?
Yeah!
Right, well, we're gonna move in now into a more tender expression of love. Now, we are moving on to an original from Mr. Pete McGarr that I'll be backing him up on. This is fucking gorgeous. And it's called... Is there a capo on this?
No. It's a funny name.
Comedian in the house. I'll do the jokes. I'll let Pete introduce this. What's this about, Pete?
This song's called Peace of Mind. And it's about growing older and running out of time.
All right.
Well, no, actually, no. it was one of those songs that I kind of came up with when I'd just become a dad, and I was going through that sort of panic of realising that I couldn't do things that I liked to do anymore, like going to the pub on a Sunday, or reading a newspaper, or having a night's sleep, you know, those things you take for granted. And then it was also a bit like, shit, am I going to have any time to find any of my own peace of mind? Sort of a sense of it. Okay.
Yep.
Child.
want to show you the light. I would lie afraid and alone in the night. Forest waits for food, and the colors change their mood. Oh, 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 now peace of mind. Oh, fear, will you be in step upon the long and winding road, striding dusty beneath my brittle soul.
Thank you very much. Sorry, I'm on it. Welcome, whoever came in. We like you. That's your hosting skills. I might be doing your revision next year at this rate.
Oh, yeah.
Right then, we all good?
Great!
This is one of Peter's lovely songs. It's called Utopian Shepherd. I'm assuming that's some sort of analogy for a god, Pete. That's a yes. Shepherd, I can see the holy truth, freer than a clear sky, deeper than the ocean blue. The deep is the sorrow, the brief is the joy, brave is the mother now, and bold is the boy. Walking on his Benson, oh, says England's so green. I don't care what you say, I know what you mean. Oh, please can you help us on all the social levels, looking for the holy truth. We don't know shit of any of it, and we're holding out for you. In your eyes, utopian shepherd, I can feel the holy truth. We don't know shit of any of it or hell. We're there for you. Thank you.
shepherd. Raise up your staff and round your flock and let the gods laugh.
Well, can this guy write a song or what? Don't upstage my next song. I fucking love that song, mate. So, I'm now going to do a song called Good Hearts Will Find Us. Now, my auntie Sandra, but I wrote this song for her entire family, who were in my life from before I was born, if that makes sense. And like four generations of women in that family have been like, have had my back and are like amazing. And the younger members of that family, one of them is Amy's an actress, and she's in Sex Education, if anyone's ever seen that. Amy Lou Wood, right? So before the pandemic, we went to watch Amy in a Chekhov play called Uncle Vanya, and she was on stage with Toby Jones. She completely fucking owned it. And I hadn't seen those guys for ages, and I knew them when I was a kid. I was just a fucking sobbing wreck. So I later on, I was thinking about that, and I wrote this song. Someone remind me that's where my plectrum is in 4 minutes when I don't know where it is.
Find us, good hearts
lovely to have everyone here. You've attended Stupid Hearts Club. You're now lifelong members. Little Chewbacca noise from a stool over there. When I decided to put this night on, I didn't know where I was going to get other people to perform from, but then I realised that just like, if you're in Brighton, you just see awesome people all the time. And I'd seen Frankie, and then I was talking to a friend of mine at a place that I work at, and she was like, you need to see Delphine. And so I looked you up. And surely enough, you're dead great. So please enjoy the wonderful sounds of Delphine.
Thank you for putting this on. I love the Beast Mouth, and I love you guys as well. I watched your videos on Instagram like a little stalker girl. I think your live performances are even better than your Instagram reels. And
hear that?
Thank you everyone for coming. I really like that you talk so much as well, because normally I go to gigs where no one ever introduces themselves, and I'm like, well, I can't introduce myself now either, because I look like the weird one. But now I can finally talk a little bit. Well, my name is Delphine, as you probably already know, and with the whole love theme of tonight, I'm very jaded towards love and relationships, just because I've just seen, like yourself, like there's just so many bad experiences that you have, even at my young age, you go through some stuff, and yeah, so I don't really have any love songs per se. I have jaded love songs, or a lot of my songs are based on books, so if you recognize some of those, then I guess you could say there are love songs that take place inside of a book, but yeah, anyway. This first song is called Beloved, and as the name suggests, it is based on the book Beloved by Toni Morrison, an excellent novel. It's a lot to read, but it's just good to have read it and to like put yourself in that place. It's about slavery back in the day, and about there's a little bit of ghost vibes going on as well. So there's like a ghost that comes back to life, or it is already alive. It's not very clear, but it's a very good book, and I recommend you read it.
Killing me, loving me, killing me still, just
song is called Earthlings, and it's about rejecting your humanness, I guess.
In no more than about 3 minutes, we're going to have an amazing singer-songwriter called Frankie LG, who is going to be on the old Joanna. Anyway, so first, a little bit of business, because what's Stupid Hearts Club all about? It's about love, and I'm a hopeless romantic, that's why it's called Stupid Hearts Club. I will do a little bit of housekeeping, actually. You'll see my beautifully made piece of cardboard that I use for busking. It's got the Instagram on it. It's also got a little bit of silver masking tape at the bottom there from where I spelt something wrong. I did the Instagram logo with three different colours of marker pen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd get more for that. Don't patronise me. But yeah, so Stupid Hearts Club is all about love, and I was thinking about what I could do in the middle. Like, if I do this every month, what would be great is like, we have got someone with us who has a sort of a different skill to what the rest of us are doing, and I'm thinking that every month there should be someone that either reads something or a bit of spoken word or a little story or whatever. So I thought I'd get the ball rolling on this little section before we get into the next section. by talking about briefly one of my favourite love stories of all time is that of Elizabeth Burton and Richard Taylor. But obviously I mean Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. I got a bit obsessed with them, not like in a weird way, they're dead, but I got a bit obsessed with how much they loved each other and how poetic he was. I read his diaries. I didn't break in his house and read his diaries, he's published them. But I read his diaries and I've never seen two people love each other so sort of openly and expressively whilst being absolutely awful to each other about 60% of the time. It's like unbelievable. And this is all just building up to me doing a Richard Burton impression, but yeah. This is him just talking about it raining. It is now 8 at night, and still it rains and confuses it not with a drizzle. It is an unremitting Dickensian, God-despairing, world-ending Nietzschean deluge promising the end of the world by dawn. He can make anything sound beautiful and romantic, right? So I thought I'd try his voice doing something that isn't romantic, and this is some instructions for administering a dog worming tablet. And then we can get on with the singing. This is good, this. Choose a time your pet is calm and relaxed. Try to remain calm and relaxed yourself. Get them to sit. Ideally with their bum facing into a corner. To stop them backing away from you. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Hold your dog's upper jaw in one hand. And with the other, gently lower the bottom jaw, and using this same hand, place the tablet as far back on their tongue as you can. Then, close the mouth and rub under their chin, or gently blow on their nose to encourage swallowing. Richard Burton, ladies and gentlemen. Please, can we have Frankie Algier?
Yeah, I'm Frankie Algier. And I've never played piano in public for anyone. It's usually like a thing I do alone in my bedroom to write songs on. But I thought, why not? Why not tonight? Yeah, this first song is called Blatancy. George, if the sound's not good, you... Yeah.
You will see.
Love how she didn't trust me for that. She's right.
It's not personal. Hop in your mind, see all the feelings you disguise. So why you acting so paranoid? Not like I'm asking to be your wife. But I can't find your replacement like you were mine. For a neighbor, just clueless lines, not a savior. But it's your blatancy regarding my vacancy. Stay on your island, I'm on the shore. A love affair, but my heart's strong in the air. I've been done and I've been done, I'm over my head. Say I've been done, then I've been. Give me the
Falling in love with a stranger, and I hope you like it.
But if you feel like I feel, let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true.
I can't tear my eyes off you.
You guys know what to do.
Da 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 da.
Take my eyes off of you. You'll be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true.
Special guest, please introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, everyone. My name is Yoni. I'm kind of a beatboxer, I think. I didn't expect this, to be honest, but here we go.
Harvest Moon, but it doesn't feel. make you feel like the right time. Do you know what though, right? What I'm going to see, and this could go wrong, but I've got a little backing track that I made of a Sade song called By Your Side, which is beautiful. And it's got a beat on it, but if you want to like tap along to it with your face, whatever you call that, then it might work and it might not.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
Hell yeah!
Oh, I'm gonna do it.
fools and not good boys. Soon I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Once we've done this song, right? So I say this is the end. Aww. What a wonderful evening. Please give it up for all of your acts tonight. Peter McGarr. Serious sing along now, right?
Okay.
This is literally a fucking karaoke track with me singing along to it.
Okay.
I'm not ashamed. Thank you for coming to Stupid Hearts Club, everyone.
Woo!
This is a fucking belter. Like, it's a cliche, but let's just have it.
It's a little bit funny. It's feeling inside. Those who can easily hide. No, it's not funny. Boy, if I were you, I'd buy a big house there. We both could be there. If I was a sculptor.
What? 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12 13 14 15 16 17 18 19 20 21 22 23 24 25 26 27 28 29 30 31 32 33 34 35 36 37 38 39 40 41 42 43 44 45 46 47 48 49 50 51 52 53 54 55 56 57 58 59 60 61 62 63 64 65 66 67 68 69 70 71 72 73 74 75 76 77 78 79 80 81 82 83 84 85 86 87 88 89 90 91 92 93 94 95 96 97 98 99 100 101 102 103 104 105 106 107 108 109 110 111 112 113 114 115 116 117 118 119 120 121 122 123 124 125 126 127 128 129 130 131 132 133 134 135 136 137 138 139 140 141 142 143 144 145 146 147 148 149 150 151 152 153 154 155 156 157 158 159 160 161 162 163 164 165 156 167 168 169 170 171 172 173 174 175 176 177 178 179 180 191 192 193 194 195 196 197 198 199